This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The key shortage in this economy has been and continues to be workers. That's not news. What is news is the Biden administration's out with some ideas today on what states and municipalities might be able to do about it. There is money available, about $11 billion in American Rescue Plan funding. And one recommendation is investing in registered apprenticeships, which have been around since the 1930s, but are having, as they say, a moment. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
33-year-old Amber Riske was taking a break from paving a road in the Milwaukee area when I spoke to her this afternoon. She's an operating engineer apprentice, which means she is learning to use heavy equipment.
I'm physical. I'm moving all day. There's constant challenge through the day, and this is what I was meant to do.
And she likes the money. $30 an hour now, and that'll increase as she moves through the apprenticeship. It's more than just driving a paver. She learns other skills in the classroom.
Fixing small equipment or small engines, you know, hoisting and rigging, they want you to be well-rounded. So if you're out of work, they can put you in a different field.
Riske is one of more than 850,000 registered apprentices in the U.S., meaning they're in programs that meet standards set by the Department of Labor. That's nearly double the number from a decade ago. And the demand from employers for these workers is incredible. Mike Basham is VP of Education and Workforce Development for IEC Chesapeake, an electrician apprenticeship in Maryland.
With all the solar work, data centers, commercial buildings being built, there's just literally not enough electricians to do it. So we stay very busy.
Apprenticeships help keep the wheels of the economy moving, says Deputy Treasury Secretary Wally Adeyema. Sometimes, literally.
They help us deal with shortages in things like trucking that are critical to making sure that we can move goods around the country.
Adeyema says they also help move workers off the sidelines and into the labor force. In the Milwaukee area, Amber Riske is actually on her second registered apprenticeship. Her first was as a laborer. She likes proving wrong the people who told her women can't work in road construction.
It feels good. It feels really good.
And she says she's interested in mentoring future apprentices. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.